Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Don't panic, everyone.
I'm not panicking.
Don't panic.
I wasn't gonna until I saw all the newspaper headlines that were like, society is doomed. Eat all your cats.
Okay, but did it say that the pop culture industry is going to run out of content?
Well, some of it is, yeah. But anybody who just has like a podcast that they do out of a spare room at the back.
Still got plenty of content. Oh my God, we're hermetically sealed out here in the man cave.
So obviously everybody knows this in the world. Literally everybody.
No, oh my God. Okay, everybody out here. We're going to tell you some stuff you probably already know. But if there's one guy out there who this is news to you, email in, let us know. Because this would be fascinating. This is a fantastic social experiment.
I think it's just good if we're all on the same page.
I think anyway, so too, yeah. I mean,
There is a global epidemic.
I mean, most of our podcast is just telling people stuff they already know.
That's true.
Ultimately, yeah. You know. Yeah.
That they already read at comicbook.com or whatever. That's true. Uh-huh. Yeah, global epidemic, obviously, the coronavirus. Everything is shutting down, closing down. Self-quarantine, sometimes enforced quarantine, et cetera.
Don't touch your face, which I did mere seconds ago. My finger
right
in my eye.
I also touched his face. I didn't mean to.
There's just not a lot of room in here. When we make big gestures.
We make big Italian gestures.
That's right.
Yeah, so this is basically the everything is cancelled episode of the show because it's just me listing things being like, this is cancelled, this is cancelled, this is cancelled, this is cancelled. So
did you see that video of it's in Italy? It's all the people that quarantined in the homes, but they're all on like their balconies and they're all singing a beautiful song
they're
together.
They're making a pasta. Yeah.
Okay, imagine that, but it's the Mentos music. Fresh goes better with Mentos fresh and full of life. Fresh goes better.
I feel like there's a marketing opportunity there.
That's oh my God. Oh, I cannot. In a couple of months' time, when there are things in the shops to buy again,
sure,
there's going to be an ad of people just everybody's singing on their balcony, but it's for like insurance or whatever.
Yeah.
Like car insurance.
You're absolutely right. Maybe that Gecko that sells.
Oh, yeah. The Geico Gecko. Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope everybody's safe as well.
Me
too. We just put up, if you haven't got the Weekly Planet USB, which is entirely possible, we put up the Avengers Endgame audio commentary for free on Patreon. It's open. That's an open post, so you can just go there and download it and
that's right.
For your life. So
yeah, it's on Bandcamp as well if you
want to
go
on Bandcamp as well, yeah. So if you do want to pay for it, but don't, obviously. So just go through.
Here's a blanket rule. If you currently cannot leave your house due to some sort of viral infection, we really insist you don't pay for it.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
We have, you know, you're a captive audience. But
that's good stuff, Mason.
But yeah. No, don't pay for it.
As far as this goes, though, we're just going to, it's business as usual, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
We talk about the movies that are cancelled. There'll be some changes to some scheduling, obviously. But I think this is the least of people's
that's
concerns.
That's true. And generally speaking, I think, you know, we talk about this every once in a while. It's kind of tough if there's a big blockbuster movie every week.
Yeah.
And then we talk about
the cursed monkey's paw of,
right?
I think we said, so sick of it.
And it's kind of like, you know, we'll be like, we're going to talk about the new blockbuster movie. And a lot of people are like, well, I can't get out to the movies for whatever reason. I'm busy. I got work, you know, movies are expensive kind of thing. So we're gonna have at least a couple of months, I think, of just being like, what's on the television? Let's talk about that.
We'll just talk about Bloodshot again because it's the last movie we were able to see.
Yeah.
And I think we were the only ones that saw it
by
the
maybe.
Looks of our cinemas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Let's get into it. I'm just going through things. Like, there's updates to this. There's updates as this is happening. Mm-hmm. So things that I'll say here will probably change by the time this goes out. But this is just as of right now when we are recording this. So Shang-Chi was one of the earlier ones to be postponed.
Now that's being filmed.
Being filmed in Australia right now. The director, Destin Daniel Cretton, was advised to self-isolate. He has a newborn. Apparently this virus doesn't affect children. Speaking of which, I'm having one in a couple of months, so that's really exciting.
So this is reverse Children of Men.
It's exactly right. Oh, no. All the babies.
The babies take over. Oh, no. Yeah. There's going to be a boss baby. There's going to be a gangster baby. With a big cigar and a hat.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be an Immortan Joe baby, yes. Except they'll call him Young Joe.
That's right. There's going to be a baby that pretends it's the last adult. It's just three babies stacked together.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. Just imagine the movie Gremlins 2, all the different gremlins.
There'll be a baby one, yeah.
There'll be one that's a bat.
Yep,
It's going to be crazy. So, yeah, that's because we kind of were talking about last week what's happening with, you know, I was going to say Die Another Day. What's the new one called?
No Time to Die,
yeah.
No, it's called Die Another Day. Make that a poster. It's just Die Another Day
now. I feel like that joke has run out of steam now, don't you think?
Well,
we've just hit Die Another Day.
James, you don't know how a running gag works. How a running gag works is you do it a couple of times and it gets more funny, and then you do it a couple more times and it gets less funny.
And people complain.
People start complaining, and then we keep doing it, and then more people complain and stop listening to the podcast and unfollow you on social media. Then you keep doing it. And we've never gotten that far before. So who knows what happens. I assume it gets more funny.
I think,
and we get sent $1 million.
I think Die Another Day is the perfect title for that movie now, considering what's been happening. Mm.
Okay, here's what I'm worried about is that Daniel Craig is now in self-promotional hell. Because
or that's purgatory, I guess.
His least favorite thing I feel about, even more so than being in these movies and making them, is being on the promotional trail and people asking him dumb questions all the time.
Yeah.
And comparing him to all the other Bonds and all this sort of stuff. And is there going to be, I know you definitively said this is your last Bond you're ever going to be in, but is there time for more Bond, more James Bond for Daniel Craig? Is he going to do more James Bond, considering it's such a painful process for you? More James Bond? Anyway, it's going to be 6 more months of that, probably.
This is going to be the year that Daniel Craig beats an entertainment reporter to death.
And he could. Did you see his ring?
Oh, my God, Mason!
Right?
You mean his dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%, yes.
No, he's bod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 50 now, he'd have to be, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
I mean, they have some chemical assistance.
Excuse me?
Yeah. There's a hormone replacement.
Like a carrot juice?
Like a carrot juice, exactly.
Oh, and good for him.
Like testosterone, because apparently your levels drop as you get older and whatever. And we got that insane email.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yes, okay.
I read it out that live show.
Yeah.
I've lost the live show. The live show we did with Will and Charlie.
Yes.
I can't find it.
Oh,
so I'm going to have to hunt around for it.
Oh, so it's still, it's not that it deleted itself.
No.
It's physically somewhere in your house.
And I don't know where it
okay,
is.
Okay, right.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, great.
The other thing is Jurassic Park World Dominion. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a 2-week break minimum.
I was going to say, just side note, does Daniel Craig even take his shirt off in this movie?
He'd have to. Because otherwise, what are you doing it for?
Right. His wife.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe he's doing it for himself, Mason.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't a man just look good for him? I know, because people think that's sometimes lame and gay. You take pride in your appearance.
That's true.
Isn't there that theory that a lot of guys, you've got a friend on Tinder, was on Tinder, who said a lot of guys are afraid to take nice selfies
because they're
worried that it means that they've put in any effort.
Exactly. If you take more than one, if you do more than one take.
It's usually just a guy with sunglasses in his car.
Exactly, yeah.
Taking a photo, yeah.
Sorry, you were saying.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Jurassic Park 3 is World 3, whatever. It's been delayed. 2-week minimum. It's going to cost $300,000 for this particular delay.
Oh.
This could obviously extend. The other thing is, in terms of movies, Ridley Scott's The Last Duel. Do you know what that's about?
Is it a sequel to Duel? The movie about the haunted truck or whatever it is?
It's the last.
What's that movie about? What's Duel about?
Oh, it's
not a haunted truck.
No, it's good. It's Spielberg's first movie, or one, that's true. It was a telly movie.
You say that as if...
It was before Jaws.
That was very disdainful of all his work. It's like his first movie.
No, I was thinking about it as in, like, is it his first movie?
Okay, right.
Because I think it was technically
Has
a telly movie.
Has it been on VHS? Then it's a movie.
Yes. So, but it was a lot better than anybody thought it would be. And it is good. It's about a guy who's harassed by a trucker.
Okay.
It's Jaws, but it's a truck.
Oh, and they have to keep driving the same road or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that truck's coming again.
Yeah, that truck's coming again. They should have called it that truck's coming again.
Yep.
We're keeping the Weekly Planet posters busy. Yeah. You know, it's isolation. You got to do something, true, don't you?
Uh-huh. He'll go mad otherwise.
Yeah, we're helping, aren't we? So Ridley Scott's, I was going to say it's one of those dual e-cigarettes. It's the last one on Earth in the apocalypse.
Okay, right.
So,
uh-huh.
So what it actually is, this is a fun one. Former best friends, Matt Damon and Adam Driver.
Oh, my God, in real life?
Yeah, that's right. Oh. I put their characters' names, but they were French, so I just switched them.
Okay, nice.
Are ordered to fight to the death after Matt Damon accuses Adam Driver of raping his wife in 14th century France.
I hope it's set in the modern day.
But they go back in time?
No, but the accusation is, you stay away from my wife in 14th century France. You get out of it. I know what you did. I know what you did hundreds of years ago.
So yeah, that's not happening. That movie I didn't know was happening is not happening at the moment. If we're talking big events though. E3 is cancelled.
It's astounding that we don't see, because you know it's always like, oh, there's a new costume for Captain America. We've seen it on the set footage. We leaked we got the telephoto lens and we did it. Like, where's the, we got this photo of Adam Driver in ridiculous pantaloons. He's got a hat with a feather in it.
Yeah, he is known for wearing his big old, big, ridiculous breeches, isn't he?
Right?
He's known for it.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, that's fine. It's no surprise to anybody, as many events were, E3 was cancelled. Mm. Jason Schreier, a video game reporter, he's known for breaking great scoops and doing good journalism.
Good for him.
He did a really good article, I believe, on like the video game crunch period.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think I read that. Yeah.
And he did one particularly focused on BioWare's Anthem. Where they were just like, the BioWare magic is going to come together and like Knights of the Old Republic and the games of old, this is really going to become something at the end. Turns out that doesn't just happen. And it didn't, and it's not a good game.
But they still crunched?
They still crunched.
Okay,
and people, when they released the trailer for that game, the first one at whatever event it was, people working on it went, oh, so that's what this is supposed to be. Okay.
All right.
Cool. Okay. Really good article. If you can find it, read it. If you can't find it,
so does that mean there's less crunch?
There's still crunch.
Okay, right.
There's still some. I know Rebellion, who did the Sniper Elite game, which I really like. The Sniper Elite games, they pride themselves on not doing it. But I know The Last of Us. There was a thing this week about The Last of Us and how even though the game was delayed, it didn't lessen crunch. It's still happening a lot.
The guys who are doing the Sniper Elite games, I think they've released a game recently. It's a zombie hunter game, but it's like, the only way to kill these zombies is with a complicated sniper mechanic.
Well,
when you see all their internal zombie organs, we know you did a sniper game.
It is that. Uh-huh. Yes, you are right. But it's more close quarters, run and gun as well.
Okay, right.
Those Sniper Elite games, they're good. I played the most recent one. It's a solid game, man. Mechanically very good. And it's like it throws you into a little map. Mm-hmm. You do one little map at a time and you go on your little missions.
Oh, yes.
It's good. I really
shoot
like
your
it.
Little sniper rifle.
Shoot your little sniper rifle.
Eat your little rations.
Shoot a guy.
Up in a bell tower.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I hope the man I'm going to shoot will arrive soon. But in the meantime, yum, yum.
These are rare during the war.
That's right. Ooh, duck l'orange. It's French rations.
Supposedly French rations, yeah. But apparently, though, according to Jason Schreier, Warner Brothers were going to talk about their new Batman game.
Oh,
there was that Court of Owls game that was going to be maybe a reboot to the continuity or a prequel. It's by the same people who did Arkham Origins, except they had more time.
Okay, right.
I know that game got, because we did an episode on it. Like,
I hope that's what I hope that's how they open it. Like the E3, it's the guys who did open Arkham Origins, but they've got more time.
Got more
and
time.
Like,
it's way
more
better.
Time.
I think there is some good stuff in Origins. It's just not quite as polished.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Good boss battle stuff and there's some good story stuff, but.
And I also think they were kind of. I feel like maybe they were hamstrung by the aesthetic of like it's fresh new Batman and he's not. You know, he's not
and
as
it's
weathered.
Snowing.
As, yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. And it's snowing.
And it's snowing. That's true, yeah.
They're also going to reveal that Harry Potter game that leaked a while back. You know, that third-person Harry Potter open-world adventure maybe in Hogwarts like 200 years ago.
Oh,
vaguely. Might have seen the leaked footage.
Uh-huh.
And whatever Rocksteady were doing, whatever that is, which is probably another Batman game also. I don't know.
I just had the idea of like a Harry Potter game, except it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up in the style of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
And you can switch between the characters?
No, it's four-player.
Who's the fourth one?
It's
Dobby.
It's six player.
Who are the six?
Six players because then they get to use that X-Men arcade cabinet. That old school one had six players and they've never used it ever again. Harry, Hermione.
Dobby.
Not Ron.
Not Ron, just to be clear. How about we use the game as just all the Weasleys but not Ron?
Okay, that's great.
The Weasley family's not Ron. Right. Those are. Did you ever play any of those remastered ones? Because they remastered The Simpsons and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, I never did.
You get on the PlayStation Store or whatever. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
But they're mostly the same kind of, it's more the spectacle.
Oh, yeah, for
the
sure.
Flash,
I mean, any game like that loses a lot of its tension and luster.
Coins.
When you don't have to put a coin in every 10 seconds kind of thing. Like the thrill of those games is how long am I going to last before I'm killed and I have to put another coin in.
Or maybe a teenager pushes me off.
Exactly, that's right. A cliff.
Yes. You know those guys that would just hang out there and it's like, are you even a teenager?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're 23 at the arcade pushing kids around.
I know I'm quite young and it's hard to determine your age, but I think you're in your mid to late 20s. Yeah, are you my dad's age? What's going on? But yeah, like those games where it's just, they're fun. Like, especially the Ninja Turtles game where it's like, you're grabbing guys and you're flinging them
guys.
And you're spinning their robots.
You're grabbing guys, you're throwing guys. They're robots or whatever. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was on the side of the cabinet.
Yeah, but they were all the same. Like, it was that and there's the Alien versus Predator and the X-Men one that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Like, we did Captain America and the...
Oh, the Avengers, yeah.
We did that. There's an old Caravan of Garbage, or I think it was a Never Go Back now at this point. I can't remember. Mm. But yeah, they were mostly very similar.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm. But good stuff, though.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. The Little Mermaid remake was supposed to film in a week with Rob Marshall. That's not happening anymore.
Oh. You wouldn't think anything would throw a spanner into the works of the Disney Corporation. Yeah. And yet here we are.
Turns out, off the back of that, there's some other Disney things that aren't happening. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot, or I guess sequel, because Rick Moranis is back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're giving Peter Pan another go for some reason.
Okay, cool. What are they calling it this time? Pan?
I think it's Peter and Wendy just or something like that. Yeah, just Peter.
Pete?
Turp.
Look, we did Pan and that didn't do well financially. We tried Peter, it didn't work, so it's now Turp. Took the middle bit. You'll believe a man could be called Turp.
Yeah. Does that mean it's set in the middle of the movie?
Like it's an interquel? Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It's set...
Because Pan was the prequel.
Yeah. Is it set...
Hook was the...
It's set...
Sequel.
It's set before Hook, where he's a grown-up man and he doesn't believe in magic anymore.
Oh. Impressing Japanese businessmen, which is what everybody's job was in the 90s in movies.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
you've got to impress these Japanese investors.
He's really trying to. He's really trying to make him.
He comes in and he bows, but they go to shake hands, and they're both trying to be so accommodating.
Mm, and he's just trying to have a normal job.
Yeah,
that's the whole. It's very very unfulfilling for him. Terp.
Terp.
Terp. It's unfulfilling.
Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, not happening. Home Alone.
He wants people to call him the Torpedo. That's his nickname.
But they won't
do it. They won't do it because it's too awkward.
You want to say Turdpedo?
No. Turdpedo? No. Look, it's... Oh, never mind.
The Home Alone reboot is also not happening.
No.
So there you go. Variety's Justin Kroll is also reporting that King Richard, the movie which is apparently happening, Matrix 4 and the Batman and Fantastic Beasts are going ahead as of Monday, but the situation is fluid and could change, but Warner Brothers is not planning on shutting down production based on Disney's decision. But since then, Batman has now been put on hold for a couple of weeks. Yeah,
a couple of weeks. Okay.
They're going to move it to Liverpool or something, and then they were like, let's not.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What do you think the somebody's going to be like, well, if we take advantage of this, we can have the only movie that comes out. Like when this... is over. If we get in first, we'll have the first movie that comes out after all this isolation.
I think that's what Bond probably was backing on as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. So do you think people are... I mean, I will be... Well, once this all shakes out, I'll sort of be fascinated to see how these movie studios adapt to this. Like, some people are going to, you know, cancel and postpone. Some people are going to be like, let's green screen everything.
Yes.
Let's build. So it surprises me that Disney hasn't gone.
Let's biodome this.
Yeah, let's biodome it. Let's build a hermetically sealed studio filled with green screens and you have to like airlock your way in and out and put on your pantaloons or what have you and go in there and film. And
That's not a.
I mean, a lot of those movies will probably be bad.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I want though.
Yeah, right? Bad movies.
Yeah. Well, I also think what's going to be interesting is, what's the first of the movies that are being delayed, which we'll get to, which is going to go to streaming? They just go,
yeah.
And I think that's going to change a lot of things, not just for now, but down
forever,
the line.
Forevermore.
Forever. Yeah. Because speaking of, Mulan was put on hold.
Release-wise, yes, because it's going to be out next week.
It's going to be out next week.
I mean, speaking of, just side note, because I was in the movie theater this week,
yeah,
and it's taunting us. There's a little like flashing, like they've got a big screen in the theater of like all the upcoming movies,
yeah,
and the New Mutants.
Oh yeah, we're getting
has been delayed yet again.
Absolutely,
it was so close. Here it was going to be April the 9th.
If anything goes to streaming,
yeah,
it's that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just it's did they film in 2016?
I don't
2017?
Know.
2017.
I don't know.
Who knows at this point? What if it's good? It might actually be good.
Might be all right.
Yeah.
Apparently, some people are like, I saw there's apparently the most recent trailer is quite good.
I didn't watch it. I don't need to watch any of this anymore. I'll watch it if it comes out.
Right.
Enough of this hyping myself up for this amazing movie I've been looking forward to for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Mulan, though, it's not going to go to Disney Plus, apparently, because it's such a huge production.
Right.
Uh-huh. So it's in their bet. If they want to make their money back on that, they're going to have to wait and release it internationally.
Right.
Because they already lost China.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, everybody who signed up to Disney Plus for The Mandalorian and other bits and pieces, there's not enough people out there who are like, well, I didn't sign up for that,
yeah,
but I will sign up for Mulan.
But I do wonder if they release it like a movie ticket you buy through Disney Plus.
Uh-huh.
Not that necessarily, but if it's New Mutants or whatever, they go,
you pay $20.
You pay $20 and you can have this.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just, because what they did do, they moved up Rise of Skywalker a couple of days.
Yeah.
And they also pushed Frozen 2, which was supposed to be out in 3 months on Disney Plus now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So they
did. You do want to watch Frozen 2, Mason?
But watch Frozen 2. Then I hear it's not as good as the first one.
I don't think so. Okay. Well, according to Claire, it is.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like if they say, listen, if you pay $20 and you get to see New Mutants on Disney Plus, then they're going to make $20 because as soon as one person watches it, they can just cam
it. That's the other thing.
In the safety and security of their own home, unless Disney sends men with night vision goggles to everybody's house, which I can't rule out, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. In hazmat suits.
But, like, if you can see the screen...
Yeah.
There's people out there... You know what? There's people out there already, like, building a TV mount for their camera.
Yes.
Because they can just have a perfect...
You can just screen capture. Well, that's true. Screen capturing software. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Yeah. I've done it for stuff that I've had. Remember that Shazam Caravan of Garbage?
Yeah, right.
I don't know what kind of crazy fucking software that had on it, but I couldn't get the video files off the disc, so I just ended up having to screen record it using a capture card. Yeah.
Well... Well, I never.
Yes. I didn't want to get you involved. I didn't want to make you complicit.
Well, now you have, haven't you? And I have to report you to the authorities. Hey, go over there with the night vision goggles on. James did this.
I actually bought the DVD,
though.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
Because I even tried to, like, there must be, like, torrents of this, and they were all dog shit. So I had to, they were, like, VHS scans or something.
Yeah,
so
right.
I had to buy it. And it was a nightmare for a thing that I didn't really enjoy doing at all.
But at least everybody in the world watched it. So.
That's true. Everybody in the world did watch it. Quiet Place 2 has also been pushed back. John Krasinski released a statement. It's like, because of global whatever, and I want this to be a thing that people experience in cinemas and so on. So that's happening.
I was going to say that, look, it may also be in poor taste, but I did laugh. Somebody on Twitter, I wish I had I didn't retweet it, but I should have. Somebody put up somebody was like, hey, don't worry about the coronavirus, guys. I got this. And it was just a whiteboard. Like the Quiet Place whiteboard. And it was like, coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. What is the weakness? You know that? You know that one?
Yeah, I remember that. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Also, Falcon and Winter Soldier has been delayed. Razzies are out. I've been postponed. Who gives
gonna have
a
to
shit?
Hold on to our Falcon and Winter Soldier secret.
Very
our
true.
Hot scoop for even longer. Can we hold out? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'll forget it. Supernatural is suspended production. So, yeah, it's all...
Grey's Anatomy, what are they doing?
They're already equipped, aren't they?
That is very true.
Wait,
yeah.
they're not real doctors, are they?
Well, they might have to become real doctors.
I don't mean to panic everybody.
They might get trapped in the hospital. They have to become real doctors, but all their equipment is prop equipment. might become the best doctors.
Blood scalpels. Right? Yeah.
They might all leave and they're like, were you guys okay in there? And they're like, yeah, but we got the cure to coronavirus because we had to do it with like plastic scalpels.
Yeah, Absolutely. Speaking of, and this isn't to panic anybody, I was speaking to the doctor.
Well, I'm panicked already, honestly.
Yeah, no, it sounds bad.
Don't open with that. I don't mean to panic you, but...
No, I was speaking to a doctor that I know. Works in a hospital. And he was saying that they called a staff meeting. And they were like, if this is going to be the busiest 6 months of your life,
so you better
probably.
Listen to the Weekly Planet podcast. It's on all your podcast platforms.
Yeah, you have to listen to it. They haven't done that video feed that they've been promising for 2 years.
That's right.
We don't have any updates on that, that's unfortunately. True, yeah.
But you can put your wireless headphones in under your scrubs, under your mask. No one will notice.
That's right.
While you're doing a surgery. So it's fine.
So that... If they get the coronavirus,
yes.
The doctors, mm-hmm. they just have to put on hazmat suits and go back to work.
Wow.
And off the back of that, if they get so bad that they can't work, then they can go home and rest, but then they have to come back as soon as they're a little bit able. It's not really a panic thing. It's just more of a, you know, that's kind of where they're at. Mm. They're preparing for the worst. Not that it's necessarily going to be the worst.
It is because they're listening to the Weekly Planet podcast, so it is going
to
be the worst.
The idea is, it seems to be that the more people stay at home, the less this is going to spread. Because it's not about you... I know, because people are like, well, why can't I go out or whatever? I'm healthy. Yeah, but do you know somebody that you don't want to die?
James is just segueing into a thing he said before the podcast started. Yes. It's seamless, but I noticed it.
I know. I didn't mean to. But I just don't understand it. It's not about whether or not you're going to get sick. And yes. If you're,
that
do you know
correct,
somebody
yes.
who has an ailment or is elderly? Or even if you don't, maybe you just
exactly.
Want to
you might have
that.
You might have it, but you're not displaying any symptoms. But you could give it to somebody. Who will then be in a very bad way.
Exactly. So anyway. So, and I know at the end people are like, well, at the end that was a big beat up over nothing. Hopefully it is. Yeah. Hopefully this, all the quarantine.
And usually that's because everybody
because people
quarantined.
Stayed at
yeah.
home. Yeah. That's it. I don't know, man. I just don't understand. Like, just
listen to the Weekly Planet podcast.
That's all you need.
It's all you need. Medical professionals, if you're out there.
Yeah. The other thing is Disney parks have closed.
Right.
That's the Grand that we had a Melbourne Grand Prix is done. Mm-hmm. Cinemas are either around the world are either closing or some are selling half tickets to reduce the number of people to come in.
Ah.
Not that there's that much opening at the moment anyway.
No, that's true.
And of course the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Or you can watch half the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody can stay there.
You can watch half of Bloodshot.
Yeah, or you can, and then you can leave, yeah. And yeah, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is cancelled for the first time in 30 years or something like that.
So we know a lot of people, obviously, the Planet Broadcasting Network and just people that we know who have comedy shows which are affected by this because it's a large chunk of their income.
Yeah.
It's not the saddest thing in the universe that's obviously happening at the moment. There are people, obviously, worse off.
Yes.
But there's a number of people on our network who had shows coming up.
Yeah.
To in the think tank.
And it's an investment. You pay a lot of money to be in the festival and promote it and hire a venue and all this sort of stuff. Yep. And then, I don't know at this point, because the announcement was made on a Friday afternoon, so we don't know
how
the refunds are working, do they get their money back, et cetera. But it's this big investment, and then hopefully what happens is they sell enough tickets to make a profit on that. And so it's kind of, it's everybody over this weekend is kind of in limbo. It's like, am I going to get my money back or
exactly.
am I going to just lose thousands of dollars? So
yeah. So just looking at the list, this is just the people that we have in the network. So it's Do Go On, Don't You Know Who I Am, which is, you know, Josh Earl. Steel Wars go on this year?
No, I don't think so. But okay. He's in town, I think, so we should say
hi to him. Okay. I didn't know he's in town. Two in the Think Tank are doing a comedy, a sketch show.
Some of these also are going to be some of these guys have mentioned that they are going to be maybe moving it to later on in the year.
Yes.
So everybody should probably look out for that. But yeah, Teleport is the show.
Yeah. Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart from Do Go On. Will Anderson is doing three different shows, or was doing three different shows. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do, a lot of those people I think have Patreons. I'll link that below if you want to listen to their shows or contribute.
Yeah, for sure.
Some,
I mean, that's one thing you can do, especially if you are currently quarantined. If you haven't listened to any of these podcasts, I might recommend some more later. But if you just want to get a handle on these guys, maybe just listen to their podcast, tell a friend, nice review, sign up to their Patreon, whatever you want to do.
Because we'll be fine, Mason, won't we?
Yes.
Because we're incredibly successful and we would never have a live show. We'd never lean on it, would we, Mason?
No, that's true.
We would never be so bold.
No, we certainly wouldn't. No. Because we're cowards.
Because we're cowards. That's exactly right. So, yeah.
And that's why we're living through this.
Cowardice. That's what gets you through in the end, isn't it?
Yep.
So that's most of the things that have been...
That's how you get through a zombie movie, cowardice.
It is. Yeah. Until one's in the...
In the backseat, yeah.
Backseat, yeah. That's it. So that's that's all of the things.
Yes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So we're talking about the Bloodshot movie now.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
It's going to have an $8 to $10 million opening on a $45 million budget. Whether that be a result of self-quarantine or because people weren't going to see it anyway,
mm-hmm.
Who's to say? I'd say it's probably both.
Sure.
Does that surprise you that it's had such a low opening?
No, because I have not seen any advertising for it.
Yeah.
I think other people have seen a little bit, but not a darn thing, yeah.
Yeah. So it's directed David S. Wilson, who's worked on a lot of visual effects stuff and CGI cutscenes for KOTOR. He's worked on Bioshock, Force Unleashed 2. Worked on Age of Ultron special effects for that. He also did directed the short film Sunny's Edge from Love, Death and Robots.
Oh yeah, right.
So he's got a background in, and that kind of comes through, I feel, in this. But what do you think the story was?
Oh no, you got me, James. You got me.
I did, didn't I?
You got me. I never know when it's going to arrive, but usually after a long spiel, where you try and distract me.
Maybe I should start the spiel and then just.
Yeah, right.
Or even before I say what movie we're talking about, I just launch straight into it. Maybe I get you before the show.
Yeah, right.
I record you on my phone.
Ah, yep. Nice. Classic prank. Okay.
That's a good prank, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, he's a guy. His name's Bloodshot.
No.
No, he is, though.
Not his name. His name's not like Jason Bloodshot or whatever.
It's Mr. Blood's Hot.
Okay, sorry.
And they combine it, and then it's a cool code name.
Yeah.
So Mr. Blood's Hot, because he runs so hot, because he loves... A couple of things. He loves America. He loves a beautiful woman. Yeah. He loves shooting terrorists.
Yeah, he does.
He's in the army or something. The Marines? I don't know.
Or something.
Special forces.
We don't really know.
We don't know. Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Definitely one of the ground guys.
Bit of an unreliable narrator.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. His wife is killed by the terrorists, and he's killed by the terrorists. Side note.
And then
they bring him back to life.
And then
he's got cool powers.
And then they're like, Blood's Hot.
Yeah.
What if we? So yeah, he's got
his hot Latin blood. Is
that's
what it is.
Right.
Also, Vin Diesel is in this movie.
Also, what do you think of Vin Diesel in this?
I don't mind him.
You had a last week. You were like, why would you build a super soldier out of a 50-year-old man?
Uh-huh.
Do you still find that the case to be?
They're good at cutting away.
Yeah, I think he's pretty convincing. And
I thought you were going to hate this movie. Do you hate this movie?
I didn't love it. I can't say I hated it.
I didn't mind it. I think it's pretty good. I think if this is the last, movie I get to see,
oh my god! If this is the last movie, Mason, I will shoot myself.
If this is the last movie, James, your blood's so hot about this movie. If this is the last movie I get to see in cinemas for like 6 months, I'm okay with it. Like,
no.
I wasn't like, this is what a waste of my
time.
I want
to go out on Mulan or Black Widow or A Quiet Place. Uh-huh. I want to go out on this. Imagine, I don't want this to be the last bit of entertainment media I consume in a cinema.
Not ever.
Yeah, but you never know how bad things are going to go.
Oh, no.
Not to panic everybody.
No, I don't think that's going to be the thing. I don't think it is at all.
Yeah, I know.
But I think here's the thing I think about this movie. Okay, if you didn't know, if you hadn't watched the trailer prior,
that's
to this,
a massive problem.
I think you would be pleasant. I especially, and I think other people would be pleasantly surprised by this.
Yes.
So if you haven't, if you are okay, here's the thing. If you are in a location where they're letting you still go to the cinema, all the cinemas are still open.
Yep.
And you can go, maybe check the ticket booking website before you go in. And if there's like nobody else there and you can be like, I can be the only person in the cinema.
How many people in your cinema?
Like 3 people, I think.
It was me.
Yeah.
And another guy who was on his own.
Sitting
and in front of him. No. And in front of him was another guy that was on his own. But it also looked like they were... One of them was the other one's dad. It was like, I nearly took a photo, but like, you shouldn't take photos of people you don't know.
Because they physically look the same.
Yeah, but like one was older.
You think they were...
And I'm like, am I in this line? So if somebody took a photo from behind, am I like the oldest?
Yeah, right.
And kind of, they get younger?
So you don't think they were an estranged father and son team?
They may
of
have
like
been.
YouTube reviewers.
Maybe they really got into Bloodshot in the 90s as a father and son team.
Yeah. And now they review movies, but they're having a falling out. And so they don't speak to one another. But they will get together to watch to review it on YouTube.
Yeah, I tried to get them to make up at the end of the movie, but they didn't. Yeah, they pretended they didn't know what I was talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, my point is that if you can see this movie safely, I've lost my point. Oh yeah, don't watch the trailer.
Yeah,
because this movie is quite interesting in that if you watch it initially, you'd be like, "There's a lot of cliches in this."
Yes,
but there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
But if you watch the trailer, you know what that reason is.
Yes.
So,
which makes it way less interesting.
Because he's like, oh my God, I love my guns and my girl. And I love, oh my God, it's so, everything's so romantic. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm showing you my vest.
Oh my God.
He's in his vest in about 4 minutes.
No, it's his white singlet.
Yes, that's.
Is that a vest?
Some people call it, in England, you'd call that a vest.
Get the fuck out of here, England. Get the fuck out
of
here.
Yeah, get out of here.
No, I don't buy that. Yeah, that's his look though, isn't it?
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
He cannot wait to get out of his army fatigues and just throw him away and then and kiss his gal.
What did you think? He was waiting for him at the... Yeah, it was like a Michael Bay get off the plane and your girlfriend's waiting there in a sports car or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But I think the supporting cast was good on the whole.
Yeah, we've got...
His guy in the van guy a lot.
I like the Guy Pearce guy.
His guy in the van, I thought he was quite funny.
Yeah.
Because he's from New Girl and other things.
Oh, yeah. The guy in the van guy can often be, they exist on a knife edge.
Makes or breaks.
Makes or breaks of being like, oh, I like this guy, or this guy's profoundly annoying.
Mm.
They can skirt the line often. Because they don't often have a lot to do, and they can also often be put in the position of like, I'm saying a wacky thing to the hero, and the hero's like, hey, shut up. I'm doing stuff. Shut up. English, moron.
English. You know,
shut up and look at the screens in the van.
but sometimes they have to go out and do some action and they're not quite ready for it. That's not what they signed up for.
That is some of my...
That's not what they weren't ready for that.
Look,
I'm... just a guy now. I'm supposed to be in the earpiece.
Right? But now I am the earpiece. Now there's another guy.
That's not what I signed up for.
Who do I talk to if I'm out here? Who's on the earpiece? There's another guy. Different guy, the janitor.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite episodes of TV shows are when
the guy in the van
has to go out of the van.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Don't they do it in Simon Pegg is the guy in the van, and then he becomes a full guy who's not in a van. He's not in a van.
But who's the guy in the van then? I guess they take turns.
Dean Rames.
Yeah, I guess he's the guy in the van.
Who's the guy in the van? Get Jeremy Renner back. Yeah. He was
in Alias. There was a great guy in the van.
Yeah.
He had to go. There was speaking of lockdowns. There's an episode where they're all locked in there. Headquarters bunker situation, underground bunker, and there because there's a virus. Oh no, and he has to go out and he has to go out in the field, and they coach him. It's fun. Yeah, he does fine.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah,
he did fine.
I'm not normally the kind of guy.
He comes up to like security checkpoint and they're like papers please, and he's like, I'm not normally the guy in the van. I'm the guy in the van. I don't know what to do. And they're like, just let him through. He's clearly having an issue. He's like, yes, I made it.
He's made it. I think there's some spectacular action scenes in this.
Yes.
And there's some other ones which is just CGI men falling over each other.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it feels video game cutscene-y. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, given that what did you say it was cost $45 million? Yeah. It's looking pretty good. Like, this feels more like a Deadpool in that they've got a limited budget and they know what works and they know when to spend the money and when not to spend the money.
Yeah. There's a moment in particular where he goes into a tunnel and there's a flower truck and the flower truck explodes and then everything's covered in flour.
Yes.
And then he does these action scenes and they're like chipping away at him and his nanites are reforming his face and whatever. And I think that's the highlight for me.
Yes, but also the crashing of the flower truck, it looks kind of bad.
Yeah.
That's one of the CGI.
Yes.
It's not a real truck crash, it's a CGI.
Yes.
Truck crash.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the end it's Vin Diesel versus another guy with 8 arms or something. And and they're just falling off scaffolding.
Octopus.
Yeah, an octopus.
He's fighting an octopus in an aquarium.
But it's got extra metal arms.
Yes.
It's got 12 arms.
Yeah, right.
But I never felt that he was in any real danger. And we'll talk about that more in spoilers. But his powers are so beyond the other people that he's facing.
Right,
that
yes.
It's like, well, this guy's got extra arms. Uh-huh. So you could unload a shotgun into this guy's face and he's
right.
Fine.
Yeah. But that being said, like I think the rules are better defined than I thought they would be. And I think the guys, what I appreciate in this movie is it harkens back, James.
I'm ready.
To X-Men 1, in that you've got a couple of guys who don't have the greatest powers, but they know what they're doing with them.
Sure.
Like one of the guys has he's got bionic legs.
Yeah.
And there's one guy who's got like
you can see everything.
Like he's got enhanced vision or whatever.
I like
and
that. Yeah.
And he can use traffic cams and drones and all that sort of stuff. And so if you put him on a motorbike, he's a great like chase guy because he's never gonna get hit by a car and he's never gonna hit a pedestrian
a woman
or anything.
Who can hold her breath or whatever.
Hold her breath a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Guy Pearce has got a robot arm.
He's got a robot arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, I think. Yeah, good robot stuff. That's a good-looking robot arm. But no, I think the end fight is... It does look like a video game cutscene of guys tumbling down scaffolding and being like, what's going on here?
That's true.
And whatever. Anyway, should we do spoilers?
Let me think. Is there anything else I can say without spoiling this? Yeah, it looks good. Good performances. Pretty solid.
Good performances?
Well, you know.
Performances.
Performances. There's definitely performances.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say... No, there's nobody in this that's bad. I would say that. But it's not like, wow, look at the acting.
No, but nobody really has to. And I think Vin Diesel actually does quite well in this. Mm. Like, he gets mad. Yeah. Which you don't often see him...
No, he does it.
Does he?
Yeah, remember when they took his son or something?
Oh, yeah. All right. Pretty good.
One of those movies?
Yeah, you're
right. He'll do it.
Yeah, I reckon pretty solid all around.
I'm going to say worst movie ever.
I'm going to say best movie ever. Mm. Yeah. And for me, it is a shame that...
The trailers didn't help my decision.
Well, exactly. Yeah, look, don't watch the trailers. It's a shame that this has come out. I think this might have been a little bit of a sleeper hit.
At a better time,
yeah.
You might be right.
And that's a shame.
It might go on to be that.
Because I would kind of want to see another Valiant movie.
Me too.
Who was behind? Do you know who paid
Sony
for this?
Sony did this. But now their properties, I think, are scattered. They were initially going to do a universe, but now I think
if all the rights were together, I wouldn't put it past them trying with another one, like another Valiant property. But I guess now, who knows?
Who does know?
But I mean, also, potentially what happens here is all the quarantines are lifted and there's not another movie coming out for 6 months and the only movie in theaters is Bloodshot.
That's right.
So people will just have to watch Bloodshot.
Again and again and again.
It'll beat Endgame.
Yeah. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. That's a dream. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
So it turns out that his memories are not his own.
Yeah, which we know from the trailer.
Yes.
That's what they put
that's
it in
That's what they said in the trailer. Yeah. But I went beyond what I remembered from the trailers in that even his origin story of how he became Bloodshot is fabricated.
Yes.
So we don't really know where he's from.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because
which I liked.
How this whole system works is he believes he was a special forces soldier. He kills some terrorists. They come back and they kill his wife, and then they kill him.
Yep.
And then he's brought back as Bloodshot with his superpowers, and then with no memories. But then he remembers that particular terrorist killed his wife, so he goes on a revenge mission to kill him. and then they shut him down and they replace the memory of the guy who killed his wife with a different guy.
Yep.
And then reset everything, and then when he wakes up, he remembers and he goes on a revenge
mission. It's Memento.
It's Memento, exactly, yeah.
With Guy Pearce.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And that continues for some time.
Yes.
Yeah, and so the idea is that Guy Pearce, evil scientist who created some of this technology, wants to eliminate everybody else who has knowledge and access to to that technology. And so he's just going through them all. What the interesting thing about this is, one of the henchmen, the guy with the legs, the metal legs, he really hates Bloodshot.
Yes.
There's not a real motivation for that. It's just that he's had to do this like four times.
Yeah.
If it was like we've had to do this every day for 5 years, he's killed hundreds of people and I keep having to go through this weird memory theater with this guy. I don't understand why you're mad, but he's like, we've had to do this to kill five guys.
How many chewing gums he sticks under the thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I enjoyed the bit where they rig him on the phone for the second time and he's like, where are you going? And he's like, how are you talking to me? And he's just like, oh, this fucking guy again. Like every time at this
we show. Told you about the nanites. Come on. It's just, come on, guys. Oh.
So, no, I really enjoyed that it wasn't just they got him from an accident.
Yes.
And they deleted some memories. They basically rebuilt his entire origin.
Yeah.
So we don't know what his origin is. Mm-hmm. And I guess he just broke up with his girlfriend because he sucks a bit.
Yeah, it seems that way. Oh, no, it's because he kept
doing missions.
He kept doing. So I guess he was assaulted. We know that he
wasn't. Yeah, he'd have to be because he's.
Yeah, but his ex-girlfriend or wife was like, okay, you keep going away on these dangerous missions. I can't deal with it anymore, so we're breaking up. But in his mind, they got married and were still together. So and then I thought that was a great scene where he goes to visit what he thinks is his wife, and she's like, "What? Why is there something wrong with you? What's happening? What's going on?"
Yeah, I agree.
You got the blood's hot. I knew.
Because at the start, because they kill her, they fridge her, basically.
Well, see, that's
exactly, and I'm like, fuck this, really?
Yeah.
But it turns out that the reason for that is because...
It's a cliche
that they was built into it
intentionally. And apparently it works on people,
And because it's basically, they're reenacting a scene from Reservoir Dogs. Like, it's that kind of like song and you're tied to a chair and you're being tortured.
Yeah,
that's
true, yeah. That's interesting because... We spoke about when we talked about The Invisible Man. There was a couple of people in my theater who were like, this wasn't the movie I was expecting. I'll leave. I wonder how many people, again, will go into this movie and go, oh, this is cliche. I'm sick of these movies where it's a guy dancing around a psycho killer and then he kills somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave. And I wonder how many people would just go without uncovering the rest of this movie.
How many do you think?
1,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah. So 300 screenings of this movie. Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it feels like the memories that they left for him were also the ones that meant that he was a bit of a renegade. Because, you know, at the start he storms that the terrorist facility and they're like, don't go in, and he goes in by himself. Mm-hmm. And then later that's kind of worked into his personality where he is the kind of guy to go rogue and not listen to authority.
Uh-huh.
So they clearly put that bit intentionally so he would go off and be like, well, this is the kind of man that I am.
Maybe he isn't the kind of guy who goes rogue.
He might not be.
Wow.
He might be very straight-laced.
Makes you think.
He might be the opposite of a triple X.
Yeah.
One X.
One single X.
Yeah. I didn't honestly hate it. I just didn't think it was super compelling overall. And there's moments like at the end when he's the guy Pierce is shooting rocket launches into him, and all these nanites are coming off, and he's turning into the Bloodshot that we know.
Cause that's right.
Like all these colors gone out of him, and he's got the big Bloodshot on
him.
And they're like, "Oh my god, he's overheating! Nanites—they've worked into overtime. He can't keep doing this. Oh, he's exploded. Oh, he's fine. Don't worry about it. He's fine. Yeah. He just didn't.
Well, I mean,
die.
Yeah, I mean, some aspects of this movie, it's this kind of thing where you shouldn't really think too hard about it.
No problem.
So we will do it. Because he blows up at the end, and then when he wakes up, he's in like a very sophisticated medical
facility,
but it's in the back of an old trailer.
Yeah.
When did they build that?
When does anybody build anything?
All right, exactly.
In spare time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wiggins.
Wiggins, am I right?
That's his name.
He was good.
The tech guy Wiggins.
Is he from the comics?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know enough about Bloodshot.
Me neither.
I was not a Bloodshot guy when Valiant was a thing. I mean, it's still a thing, but...
I was reading the recent one where he has to go across the country to get all his nanites back.
Yes.
And he looks like Kratos from the God of War.
Uh-huh.
And I was enjoying that, but stopped reading it for whatever reason.
Bloodshot, give me back my nanites.
Give me that. I thought they were going to use the nanites that they took from him in the jar to like revive him, to be like all these memories in these jar nanites.
Right? Yeah.
No, it's fine.
And there was the kind of like, kind of, there is that, you know, some cop-out dialogue at the end where it's like, and I fixed all your nanites now, so you'll never have to do this again, get your nanites fixed, because I fixed them.
That's
great. I'm Wiggins.
Yeah, I'm Wiggins. It's good. I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him too.
Overall, they made this movie, and it came out just in time, obviously.
That's right.
So it's
just in time to save entertainment in the year 2020.
So look, I know I gave it a worst movie ever, and if you
now you're changing it to best movie.
No, but I'm saying if you've somehow got to hear and ignored all the parts where we spoiled everything, yeah, you should go to this. I think if you're looking for something a little bit, but if you know all the things that we've just told you, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
to be honest,
wait for streaming, I guess.
Yeah.
Which could be next week, you don't know.
Would you like to have seen him more bloodshot coloured, like the blue and the or the light grey or whatever he is, depending?
Yeah. But I mean, we did see him covered in flour, which is almost as good.
I thought that was all we were going to get.
Yeah,
But then we get at the end, he does a little bit more, doesn't he?
I like the part with Guy Pearce shot him with a grenade launcher.
Yeah, it's a good effect. Great effect. Mm-hmm. Where you get shot in the face and it like repairs. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Hot.
Anything else?
No, that's it, I think.
Now, normally we jump to what we're reading, what we're going to read, Mason.
Oh, yes.
But I figure because it's a special occasion.
Yes.
Guess what? People are looking for a little bit of entertainment in their lives, a bit of love.
Bit of spice.
Mm-hmm. So,
bit of spicy love.
Guess what's back, Mason?
I don't know.
Hate mail?
Yes.
The hate hasn't hated it.
Yes.
Those people who don't know, hate mail, but the hate hasn't hated it, is an
sometimes recurring
segment in the show
Where
I take 8 bits of hate mail from my YouTube comments and I read them out on the show, except it's never 8.
It's always more than 8.
But it's always hate.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've been having a good run lately.
I'm excited for this. I'm very excited.
So,
now, these aren't all from one video?
They're all over the place.
Different videos.
If I've written down like the name of the video, it's because you kind of need to know that going into it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it can be from any video, really. Yeah.
We produce a lot of hate. So almost anything we say can set people off.
Oh, my God. You are not wrong, Mason. Okay, so this one is, it says, some John Johns.
Oh, the Martian Manhunter himself. Has he spelt it with Zs?
Yes.
On YouTube, can anyone have any username?
Yeah.
Like, if he's taken John Johns, can anybody else take it?
No, you can change your name, but it doesn't mean your channel's name is called
that.
Right. Okay. YouTube, boy lover dipshits. That's when there's caps, I should point out.
Yeah, right.
Are nothing but shit-talking C-bombs. He didn't say C-bomb.
Whoa.
Get off the welfare and go get some jobs. Fuck you and fuck your channel. And then it's like an emoticon of a sad smiley face, then a fist emoticon hitting that.
Yes.
And then it says us next to it.
So we're punching the sad face?
Or it's the US punching. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Or us, maybe he's a group of guys.
I don't know.
That is a strong start. Sometimes I'm like, how much hate is there left in the universe? But there's enough. So that's not a specific video.
It is, but I don't remember.
He's
which
just
one.
Decided. Because you pointed out last week, if you have a YouTube channel and there's a YouTube app, like a creator's app, and every time somebody comments on anything, you get an alert.
I turn that off, but I can.
It's probably good for mental health.
It definitely is.
Yeah. But you can just watch them roll in.
And
you've put up a lot of videos, so there's a lot of comments coming in.
You're not going to believe it, Mason.
God, that's a lot of levels for this guy. But I guess that could be applied to any of our videos.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're boy lovers.
Boy lovers, dipshits, shit-talking, C-bombs, get off the welfare.
Oh, was that our video where we were talking about how we're cheating the welfare system?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I thought I took that one down.
We're on the dole. We're also getting cash in hand work. Now off to love some boys.
We don't even monetize these because we're on the dole. This is from Gus Belanger. Fuck me. If I didn't already know tits came in pairs, these two would confirm the hypothesis. They must have won gold in the Australian or New Zealand or wherever the fuck. Too clever by half Olympics. It's like listening to an AM morning radio show in Australia reviewing a TV show. Do these two half-wits think they get paid by the joke? You know, these days I don't expect anybody to treat Star Wars franchise with any actual respect.
Yes.
Lord knows the fans don't anymore, and you can make a decent argument for why they don't, but I get the feeling these guys would make jokes at their sick mother's expense if she was in hospital. I don't suppose there's any room in between your terribly, terribly light-hearted brackets, lightheaded.
Oh, not bad.
Banter for an actual review of what Blindy and the Beard is endlessly chortling about. No?
Are you Blindy?
Yes, so.
That's.
But I also have a beard.
Oh, because we're an AM radio team.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a FM radio team?
I think AM is different in America. Oh. I think the AM stations are more like FM stations here.
That makes sense.
Anyway, it makes you think.
He should have done his research.
I would. Because what happens there is he's come up with the name of the beard for me, and he's like, well.
But it could be me, because maybe you're wearing glasses in the image of you.
Oh, okay. It's a good point. Yeah. Maybe I am Blindy. As that comment was rolling in, I'm like, it's either a DC fan or a Star Wars fan. I don't know. Because it's like, I can't believe you don't take this seriously, this thing that it's not serious enough. Why aren't you making jokes? It's not fair that you make jokes about a thing that I like. You got to take it seriously. No, I'll make fun of anything. But we should make fun of things that I like.
But we should take it seriously.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually.
Andy Schultz says, you guys do realize all the numbers for Star Wars and the comic book movies produced by Disney are fake numbers, right? Like, for example, there's no punctuation in this. This is one roll-on sentence, I should point out. Like, for example, the most recent Star Wars one-word numbers are actually fake. It only made somewhere around $150 million, not the reported $550 million, because Disney doesn't like to loose, so they fluffed the numbers by buying out theaters all over to make their ends meet, as in M-E-A-T, of the film. They even stated, this is one sentence, I can't stress that enough, they even stated before it that they were going to respect the Fisher family, and yet what they did, they do a cash grab and use Carrie Fisher, who was long dead before it came out. They butchered the whole lore of Star Wars, one word, just so they could rewrite the last three films by making the books and other media of Star Wars no longer canon, so they could JS, then it's dot, dot, dot. The only successful part of the comic book films was the Avengers series.
Look.
Some hard facts in there.
I can't dispute anything he said there.
They're buying out cinemas.
They're buying out whole cinemas.
That makes sense.
Yep. Incredible.
Why would they spend hundreds of millions, billions of dollars a year on films, and then spend an additional billions of dollars to go and fill out the cinemas? That's the worst strategy.
I bet they do get half of that money back, obviously, because it goes back to them, so.
Oh, yeah.
Really, they're only spending $250 million on tickets.
That's a good point.
We're going to have egg on our faces if it turns out that that's true in a couple of years. They reveal that
it's all, yeah.
It's just a self-perpetuating Disney machine.
This is from Vault Castrofer. Castrofer.
Mm-hmm. At this point, the name's not really relevant.
I don't know.
Some guy on the internet said this.
Yes. This is from Biggest Box Office Bombs. I don't think that's relevant. But I don't know, guys, but I really hate hearing you talking gibberish. So random and can't seem to stop. Please stop showing up on my YouTube recommendation. That's your own fault.
You've clicked on something to do with us. You've clicked. It's really good.
It's your own fault. You can actually, I've said this before, but you can actually, if things pop up in your recommendation, there's a click the dots next to it and you click remove and you'll stop. So you do that a few times and you'll never see one again.
There you go.
Okay, this is from Star.
I mean, gibberish is not wrong either.
No, that's true. This is from, this is in the Star Wars is Ruined video. Remember that video? It's not a real video about criticizing Star Wars.
Right.
It's from.
Because Star Wars is always wrong.
That's right.
Every generation, somebody's like, well, it's wrong that they did this. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Exactly. So this is from No Bull Shit, but it's two eyes and shit and No Bull is one word.
It's No Bull's Hit. It's a bloodshot situation.
Okay, right, sorry. Yeah. I believe black people are overrepresented in American movies, especially sci-fi movies, just straight out of the gate. I remember when I worked at Blockbuster, and back then, black people didn't rent sci-fi, generally speaking. There might have been one or two once in a blue moon that would rent a sci-fi movie, but nowadays, who's watching that either? Who's been like, what are the different races?
He's got a little
renting?
Checklist down below the counter, yeah. Well, you got a lot of time on your hands if you're working on a Blockbuster in
the 90s.
That was the king job to have, you know?
Well, I really wanted that job.
Yeah?
But nowadays,
you weren't racist enough. That's your problem.
Oh, damn it. If only, you know.
You were just below the cutoff of acceptable racism. You're like, you're pretty racist, but you're not racist enough, so.
But nowadays, they seem to be in every sci-fi movie, and it doesn't seem like they need to do a great job of acting either. I don't have a problem with black people being in sci-fi movies at all. Well. It just seems suspiciously strange that they're in so many movies at the same time. Movies are becoming woke feminist movies that emasculate white men. It as if our movies are being sabotaged.
Our movies.
Our movies, yeah.
Because he's a guy that worked at Blockbuster, so he's an aspiring
filmmaker.
His
movies, yeah.
His movies.
White guys should only be and make movies.
He's
for other white guys.
He's so close to the, all these people. They're so close to a revelation of like, why don't people go see movies that they're not represented in at all?
Yeah.
But when they are represented in a movie, they see that movie. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it?
Because in my anecdotal experience
of presumably working in a really white neighborhood.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? Like, where did you work? Where do you live? Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
I live in Sweden.
Yeah. This is from Come Get. This is when I talk about how the emperor came back. Mm-hmm. He took some transgender meds and voted left, so the dark side let him in. Obama's dark side.
Nice. Good timely current reference. Good work there. Great stuff.
This is from Freak of Nature. You guys don't have the brain power to understand the genius of BVS.
Yes!
It's back.
It
always surprises me when it's like, people are still talking about it.
Because this isn't from 2016.
No.
This is from currently.
Yep. Just stop bashing it already because you guys sound uneducated.
That's very true.
Here we go. This is from Joel D.
We'll never escape that.
Is this Joel Dusha? Maybe. Oh my God. Actually, it doesn't look like him in the picture, but that...
He got put in Twitter jail this week. I don't know if you're aware.
He's about now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he said...
I thought he was very reasonable in his assessments. Yeah. Sounds like a couple of guys trying to defend the Green New Deal. Honest and enthusiastic, but still misguided, unrealistic. Follow-up comment, 5 minutes later.
Yes.
Dude's constantly worrying about spoilers for 20-plus minutes. Apologising like a dude at the water park with his women's studies classmates anytime he unconsciously looks below eye level. There's a lot of things that I feel like people also take in.
They bring their own issues to the comments, I think.
And also maybe fantasies?
Yeah.
Of like a women's study water park.
Yeah, the women's study water park excursion. Yeah, you know. Oh, that's a kind of women's studies. I get it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I get it. But yes, that guy's really brought in. I feel like if you got a snapshot of all his comments, like you could really build a profile of that person. Just like, oh, I get this guy now.
Yeah,
I don't want to hang out with him, but I get him.
This is from Brennan Budke.
Oh.
No, I wish. Hey James, I know you're looking through the comments to find some hate mail for the segment of the podcast
Hate Mail,
but the hate has an eight in it. So I just want to take the time and say thank you and remind you that the majority of everyone that listens to your podcast or watches your videos loves what you and Meso do, and that only a small fraction of watchers and listeners feel the need to leave hate, and that's why it's such so much fun to make fun of them. That's not. That's, I don't
hey,
know.
Brendan, get out of here, Brendan.
No, that's not.
Get out of here with your positivity. Get out of it.
No, we appreciate that. This, here we go. Roger Martin just says, Rotten Tomatoes is PC bullshit.
It sure is. Sure is.
That
sure
aggregate is, of...
We should, look, I think I mentioned this to you before off air. I feel like maybe we should do a video on what Rotten Tomatoes is.
I don't think it'd help. I think the people who think this, like most people will be like, yeah, we know. And then there's people like, yeah, but the user score is more important or whatever. And Harry Murray.
Okay, so it should be called How Rotten Tomatoes Works, brackets, and we know this won't help.
Yes, it's not a bad idea. Harry Murray says, well, this video is a jumbled pile of hot garbage. Thanks for wasting my time, uneducated foreigner.
You're welcome.
Just happy to help.
Yeah, happy to help. I mean, you know, people got a lot of time in the day.
Yeah, take notice.
Foreigner also.
I know.
You didn't click, you don't know where he is.
I know, I didn't.
Assume America.
I mean, he's got a Kratos avatar.
So he's Greek.
He's Greek. Typical, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so weird that it's like, I never understand that there are other places, like in the, like a foreigner to you is not a foreigner to somebody.
It's a local to me.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, you're a local to me, James.
Thanks, Mason.
I wouldn't punch you at the surf beach.
Well, I consider you a foreigner, just so we know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is from Take Notice. This is about how the emperor came back. Terrible video and you're wrong. He was brought back by Disney and JJ using cuck power of Star Wars fans. This one just says...
Well, I mean, that has aged badly because obviously we know that he's a clone.
A client, actually,
clone,
yeah, now, so exactly. That's inaccurate. Yeah, that guy should probably re-edit.
And probably a virgin also.
He is giving the thumbs up and he's wearing a suit in his... Yeah, it's also an edited comment, so I don't know what it was before.
Oh, you can't tell. That's a shame.
Nah. This one just says, dumb shit Brit. So it's dumb shit, but it's an N. instead of an M.
He's calling you dumb, but he's got a typo in his comment.
Yes.
And he thinks you're a Brit.
Yes.
Nice.
This is from Sinuk Mob. Okay, can you guys just keep talking and stop fucking adding in these shitty gay little jokes that are not funny at all? Like, I enjoy the content and what you guys are saying.
Incredible.
But you don't have to add shitty fucking garbage joke every 5 seconds that adds nothing but pain to an otherwise informative and good video. Like, I always have to skip the first 15 seconds of your videos because it's always just stupid, dumb, fucking unfunny, shitty jokes. We appreciate the support.
Absolutely.
Regardless.
I mean, if you're watching the whole video, that's really, really nice. So what is he? And I don't want to make that assumption, but it's always a guy. It's always a white guy.
It's a cartoon avatar.
He's a fox or something, and he's got a...
No, he's a man.
What do you like about... Is it just our relaying
information.
Of facts?
Some people do like that.
Yeah.
Because, for example, in a recent video, we did the Star Trek Generations.
Yes.
And you said... The captain of the new Enterprise is Cameron. Is the guy from Spin City.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that are like, that's Cameron from fucking Ferris Bueller or whatever.
Right, uh-huh.
But it's like, yeah. But people expect us to name the role that everything that a person is in.
Yes.
Otherwise, they're like, I can't believe you said that and you didn't say the other thing that he was in. Don't believe you didn't mention he was in an episode of Scrubs once. You know, it's...
He was in an episode of
Scrubs
once?
He was in an episode
once?
Of Scrubs, yeah.
Was it, oh, maybe I remember that.
Like, he's in the new show about the Murdochs, but it's not the Murdochs or whatever, you know?
Okay, so well, I'll be sure to add and other things.
Yeah. We've talked about this, but most people just want a list... Not most. Some people just want a list of things.
Yeah.
Like, of facts. Just go to
IMDb. Should we do a video that's just a list of the guy who was Cameron in Ferris Bueller was in?
Yeah.
And just a snippet, 10 million views.
10 million views, 10 million straight views. Up.
From the guy who's Cameron in Ferris Bueller. You'll just watch it 10 million times.
This is from Emmett Cullen Hale. So you gave Disney your money. What about the boycott?
It was a boycott?
I've
heard of it. Make a video about it, guy. What are you doing?
Do we ever agree to a boycott? Maybe we said it in passing as a joke.
Was it Spider-Man related?
I don't know. I think it was Star Wars related.
Oh. Maybe it's a Last Jedi-based boycott.
Could be.
Everything springs from the Last Jedi.
It certainly does.
Uh-huh.
All knowledge.
That's right.
It's about 4 or 5.
Ryan left. Johnson also directed Looper.
Is that
and
Brick true?
And the Brothers Bloom.
Oh my god.
Knives Out.
Oh my god.
We mentioned The Last Jedi, so I figured I'd have to
say good.
All the things.
Yeah. Do you know his student films?
No, but you should say them.
We'll put them in a separate video.
Okay, yeah. Right. He did them though.
Yes. Kenji says, Rise of Skywalker is amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. Endgame wasn't satisfying. You honestly don't know shit about Star Wars, do you, clown? I guess I don't. This is from Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker. I remember the video we did for Caravan of Garbage.
Oh, yes.
This one is from JT Parker, says, the fuck? Shut your ugly fat mouth. This movie was fantastic and it added so much to Batman mythos in general and it made an already amazing show, brackets Batman Beyond, even better.
Wait, what show is this based on? Batman Beyond.
Yes. So silence, you ugly fat piece of garbage.
Didn't we like it?
Yes.
Also, I don't think you're that fat.
That fat? Yep. I'll take it.
We liked it. I feel confident we liked that.
We did
that
a movie. Lot. Yeah.
Right. But we didn't like it enough.
No, I think that's just the title. To be fair, which is my fault. I do call them Caravan of Garbage.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
This is from the Death of Green Screen video that I put up last week, which a lot of people seem to like. Jesus fucking Christ, I hate your voice as you shill for sponsors to earn a living. I prefer if you lived in a fucking cave. There's a fake sponsor in that for rocks. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah.
I endorse rocks.
Yeah.
And there's no link to rocks. And it's the guy eating rocks. It's not a real sponsor.
Wow. That's good work.
Thanks.
Of all the videos you could have...
I know. There's so many.
Right?
There's like two or three sponsors a month.
We've sold out for everything. rocks.
Cripple Ninja says, you're stupid enough to ignore imminent danger like a poisonous spider. Remember that video and there was a spider crawling across the roof and we were like, yeah, we'll get it later.
Oh, yeah.
Movies are really entertaining.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, distraction, hypothesis, satanic blood orgies. Welcome to Hollywood.
Yep. What's I feel like...
This is Alex Jones. That's who this is.
I feel some of these comments we could devote an entire episode to. And I think that one is... I feel like that guy's like... Maybe he's... I don't know.
What was he? Did we catch him mid-thought?
I don't know. Yeah, right?
I don't know.
I think, you know what? It's a guy who got bitten by a spider while he was watching a movie.
Oh, right.
I think that's his whole deal.
Don't take it seriously.
And now he goes from video to video. He's on Reddit. He's on the dark web.
Sure.
And he's tracking down movies. He's tracking down videos on YouTube that have people ignoring spiders so that he can comment that you shouldn't ignore spiders.
And the satanic blood orgies. That
yes, that's true. Also, those are a
thing. What's a blood orgy look like? It sounds horrible.
Blade 1?
Blade 1, yeah. It's Blade. Of course it is.
So Rob Zombie is playing.
Yes. This is the last one. It's from Saucy Spaghetti. You have no...
I'm liking it so far. Mamma mia, bellissimo.
You have no idea how good Attack of the Clones is. Well, that is true. You clearly don't look deep into the meaning of the dialogue. That is notoriously the worst dialogue in a Star Wars film.
Okay, but it lives
around. It's known for it.
This is what we call dialogue horseshoe theory. The dialogue gets so bad that you leap the horseshoe and all of a sudden it's the best dialogue.
It's brilliant.
If you think about it.
I did, and he's right. Saucy Spaghetti is... yet again. Anyway, that's been hate mail, but the hate hasn't aided it.
Well done, everyone. Everyone who leaves a comment. I like them. I love them.
It's good, isn't it?
I'd marry every single one of them.
It's true.
Obviously, I can't because
in a blood orgy.
We're quarantined.
That's.
And you can't have a blood orgy during a quarantine.
That's
so.
True. I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What are we reading today? Mason's actually gone to the toilet, so we can wait in silence. But I'm gonna stop the recording, and then I will sit here in silence. But you don't have to sit with me. No time will have passed for you. Goodbye. But I'll be right back. It won't matter to you. Mason, what are you reading?
I'm gonna go back and read Bloodshot.
Which ones?
It's a really good question. Bloodshot. No, I don't know. Oh, maybe. You know what? I think I might. I don't think I'll have time in my life to read all the Bloodshot, but. I guess I'll go back and read some original Bloodshot. Maybe like the first story arc of original Recipe Bloodshot.
Yeah.
And then maybe read most recent Bloodshot. Because I was on Levin's podcast, Serious Issues.
Yes.
Some time ago, maybe like last year. And I read a Bloodshot. I think it was Bloodshot USA.
That's the first one ever.
No, the first one of the last run. I don't know.
That's not and the one where he's got the beard that I was talking about.
I think it's Bloodshot versus a whole bunch of other Bloodshots. And I didn't like it, if I recall.
Oh right.
I remember being like, this is cliched and bad. But I mean
maybe it's a false memory or whatever.
Oh my god. Maybe it's really good.
Yeah.
But so there's gotta be some good because you know, there's a lot of Valiant stuff that I really do enjoy.
Yeah.
I just never really got into Bloodshot. And I think it's probably because he looks like a cliched superhero generic guy.
Yeah.
But then all of them do, so I don't know what
What do you want, Mason?
Exactly, right? Mm. I mean, how's he any worse than Ninjak?
I don't have answers.
There's no way to know.
I don't know anything about Ninjak.
So I think maybe I'll do a Valiant.
See a Ninja Cyborg?
He's a British ninja.
That's cool too.
But Ninjak is short for Ninja K.
Oh.
You know?
It's not that much shorter.
It's the same, right?
It's the same.
It's
really,
no Blood's Hot, is it?
No, it's not.
It's absolutely no Blood's Hot. But I think I'll probably do if anybody's listening to this and would like to email in maybe some Valiant recommendations from any era of Valiant, whether it be old school Valiant or modern, whatever modern Valiant is.
You're listening on your emergency CB radio.
Yeah. And you're like, well, I've got a couple of choices. I can either use my remaining battery power to call for some help and some supplies, or I can send an email. I can charge my phone and then send an email to Meso about what Valiant comics he should read.
Hey, great.
Do that second one, I reckon. I
totally agree.
But so I'm going to start on Bloodshot and see what I can get into.
I agree.
What about you, James?
I'm reading the Argus.
Go ahead. I'll wait till you're finished.
No, never mind.
I'll wait till you're finished.
Fine.
What's the Argus?
It's published by Action Labs Danger Zone Comics publisher.
Excuse me, that's very appealing.
It's by Mark Bertolini and Daryl Knickham.
Oh, yes, go on.
For getting that wrong, because I did. It's basically about a man who invents time travel, but as soon as he invents time travel, a bunch of people who are him from different points in time come back as like a task force and be like,
you've got to
join our time travel task force.
Oh, that's fun.
Because one of us from this time stream has gone real bad and is killing us all. One of them is like the grizzled kind of cable kind of escalator.
Yeah, right.
And there's like a tech guy and
there's a tech guy, in the van.
Yeah.
Does he ever have to get out of the van?
I can't remember.
Time machine?
Yeah, but
it's called Argus.
Yeah, it's kind of like Infinite Vacation.
I was just thinking that actually, yeah.
For the one issue I've read, but no, I like it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a Rick and Morty kind of.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, time travel stories and movies and such out there, but very few of them really factor in that as soon as somebody invents time travel, it's going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
Forever, everywhere.
Absolutely. Everyone all and time. Everything.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like fun. Also, there's a new season of Castlevania out. I don't know. Did we mention that recently?
I think we said that it was coming out, but now it is out.
Well,
yes.
I haven't watched any yet. I'm way behind in Castlevania, but...
I watched the first, you know, like that first two or three episodes they did. And I haven't watched. I liked it. I really liked it, so I got to go back. Yeah.
But again, it's one of those things where it's like, boy, if only I had time... indoors by myself where I'm not allowed to socialize.
Yeah.
I'd watch so many things.
Mm.
Well, now I'm gonna.
That's great.
There's a new Mark Wahlberg movie out on,
Spencer Confidential.
On Netflix. Yeah, Spencer Confidential.
It's not great.
Okay, right.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
I watched his breakdown, his roles of time or whatever.
Uh-huh. You know, who's Spencer? Is this Spencer for Hire?
I don't
know. Which is a TV series from back in the day.
What I read where he breaks down all his characters and roles over all time,
yes,
he mentions that it's... The character is from a series that has 48 books in it.
Okay, I'm going to look this up then.
Please do.
Okay, I've looked up Spencer Confidential. The second photo is the second picture is a photo of Post Malone. Malone in this movie?
Yes,
okay, right.
Yes.
Okay then. All right. He's very loosely based in the novel Wonderland by Ace Atkins. Okay, so I don't think it's Spencer for Hire. Whatever Spencer for Hire is. I'm going to look up Spencer for Hire.
Oh, I'm ready.
And then we'll all know.
It's like hire a hubby, except you hire a Spencer.
Spencer, a Boston private eye, tackles a different case each week with the occasional assist from his buddy Hawk. It was a man and not a hawk, but Hawk is looking pretty cool. Look at this dude.
That guy doesn't look enough like a hawk. Mm. That's my problem. Oh, Loki and WandaVision have also been postponed. They're put on hold. Because they're making them.
Spencer for Hire is an American crime drama series based on Robert B. Parker's Spencer novels. Okay. Yeah, and uses the names of characters created by Robert B. Parker. They are related.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
You know things.
I've finally made that connection. I think I half made that connection a number of times. I'm sure there were people listening who were yelling at me. Yes, you said Robert B. Parker. You said it.
Well, now you've whole made the connection, haven't you? Yeah,
maybe
I should watch this.
Maybe I should watch this.
Yeah, maybe you should. I mean, it's free and it's on there if you've got Netflix or whatever.
And I've got time on my hands, so why wouldn't I?
You've got too much time on your hands, am I right?
Directed by Peter Berg.
Yes.
He directed The Rundown.
Yep. Yeah. And he also directed...
The Kingdom?
Yeah.
Hancock.
Yeah, that
Battleship.
One. Yeah, Battleship. I was going to say Battleship, yeah.
Lone Survivor. Something we didn't get to, but I've only just seen it now because it's in my browser.
Yeah.
This is from ladbible.com.
Love it.
I was going to mention it earlier.
They always message me whenever an animation gets done and like, can we have this? And I'm like... No, you can't have it.
This thing that was created took a lot of work. Can we just have it?
Yeah, because they used to just take stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
And now
right.
they ask.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they've asked Michael Caine, and he says Batman was one of the greatest things he's ever done.
Mr. Bruce.
In my life. The veteran actor, who turns 87 tomorrow, Saturday, recounted how he got involved with the Christopher Nolan trilogy in an interview with Indian newspaper The Hindu. Nolan came to the front door of his house in the country with a script. Could see him through the glass, but I couldn't recognize him. The moment he introduced himself, I knew exactly who he was because I was a great fan of his three small films. I told him, I'm too old for Batman. What do you want me to play the butler? What would my dialogues be? Would you like another beverage or more custard? Quote from him. And that's a direct audio from the interview. So
that's really funny.
Anyway.
Batman doesn't eat custard.
So I did the movie, and it was one of the greatest things I've done in my life.
He's done a few Nolans because he also did.
He did Dunkirk. He was a voiceover.
Wasn't he also in My Dad's Lost in Space and Look at All This Corn Dying?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Also, he's going to be in Tenet, which is coming out.
Ah.
Which is due to be released in July. Who knows?
Who does know? Yeah. Hopefully, things are cleared up.
Good on Michael Caine.
Good on him. Yeah. And good on us for
playing... There's one more clip. It says, from the end, it says, my name's Michael Caine.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah, it's just at the end, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just so everyone knows.
Don't put that phone away yet, Mason.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
The letters,
though. My goodness, let's do some letters.
The classic one was, letters, oh, letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com on Gmail. Just bloody get it.
Send us a tweet. Do whatever you want.
Would you like me to go first or
yes,
you
go first, James. Okay. Go first.
Harry Ritter, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod. With the rash of movies getting cancelled or postponed because of the coronavirus, would you like to see studios releasing these new films on streaming platforms at a rental ticket cost since they can't theatrically? Blanket answer to that, yes. I would rather be able to see them now, yes.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the reality for
Do you think the Marvel Universe, the cinematic universe, will lose momentum if we don't see a Black Widow.
I think the whole thing is losing, everything is losing momentum.
Oh, no.
I don't think it matters. I think everyone's going to have to ramp back up again anyway.
Oh, okay. You don't mean superhero movies are losing momentum.
No,
you mean,
I mean everything.
Yeah, no, that's probably, that is true, yeah. Yeah, I think if anything, people would be more raring to go after this.
And it could be also, maybe it will affect the film industry in the long term, as it may affect the workforce, because they realize that a lot of people can do their jobs from home. That's true, people have been saying for like 20 fucking years now.
Right, yes.
That a lot of work. Yeah. There are obvious exceptions.
I mean, YouTubers have to go into the YouTube office.
Got to go into the YouTube office.
Every day.
Exactly. We've got to swipe in. We've got to punch in, actually. That's an old school system.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's a
the girder, I do it every time.
That's right, exactly.
You sit on the girder.
There's a matronly woman on the desk. Yep, that's right. Exactly.
There with PewDiePie. Is he on YouTube? Is he Twitch?
No, he's on YouTube.
Okay, right.
But me and him, just all day, every day.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you think of this meme? And I'm like, nothing.
Yeah. He's like, do you think I should say the N-word? And you're like, no. And he's like, I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to say it.
If anyone can get away with it.
Okay, it's me, PewDiePie.
YouTuber. So what do you think though? What would you rather do? Would you rather wait or? I think that's just a selfish thing for me to be like, I just want to see it.
No, yeah. I would be like, if they put Black Widow on streaming services today, I'd watch it today, 100%. I mean, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's.
But I'm saying, is that what you think they should do though? Or obviously if it came out on streaming, you're not waiting for the movies. You're going to watch
it. No, that's true. Look, I think we've given them all enough money at this point. If they were going to put,
they owe us one.
Honestly, I think at this point, if they were just, and you know what, it would.
I'll take a Doctor Strange sequel, whatever.
I think it'd be a good if. Speaking of the New Mutants, I think if they want to dump something that is definitely not going to make money,
yes,
then they can just be like, "Oh, we put the New Mutants out for free.
Yeah,
just put it on Disney Plus. We don't know how much money it would have made.
Yeah.
Who knows? Mae it would have." Been a hit.
It doesn't matter for them because they didn't make it anyway.
Yeah, so I think this would be a perfect opportunity. Maybe Black Widow, you pay $20 or $10 or whatever, and then some are free.
Yeah.
At this point, I think that would be good. It'd be a show of good faith.
Yes.
Be like, we're willing to, you know, we'll see your movies when they come out after this, but in the meantime, give us some bloody free entertainment.
I think it very much depends on.
Because at this point, you can also blame anything that would be a bomb.
Yeah.
On the coronavirus, so just
on the customer.
On the customer, yeah, exactly.
I think the next 2 weeks are going to be really telling, depending on what direction this whole thing goes. Mm. So you know, I think we'll be getting some things will move to streaming. I don't know what that's going to look like, but if this keeps up, then it's almost guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh God, imagine watching first run Black Widow in your house. You've invested in your big TV.
Got a big tub of chip ice cream basin.
I've got a thing of microwave popcorn I haven't popped yet.
That you shivved a man for.
That's right, exactly. I've got the one remaining thing of microwave popcorn.
Shouldn't have told everybody they're going to come to your house.
Oh, no.
Make your own popcorn. Get some corn kernels.
I've got the buttered popcorn, James, in the thing. In the
microwave. No, but you get the corn kernels, you buy it like in bulk.
Yeah.
And then you throw in like half a cup.
James, how am I going to bulk buy anything right now?
You're right.
Right?
Sorry, you're absolutely right. Yeah. But it stores forever. It's all gone. True. But you throw it in there with some oil and then you mix through some butter and some salt. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And then I could watch Black Widow with my buttery hands.
That's right, yeah.
That's really good. Nobody else. There's no one else there. But also, like, some movies I'm like, the public. I don't want to go out and watch this movie with people. But I would like to see, like, a Black Widow with...
Movies are better in the cinema.
Yeah.
If it's a good experience.
That's true, yeah.
Movies are better. They just are.
Like, it's, when you go with a bunch... When we go to I'm just going to say media screening, but nobody says anything or does anything to the media screening. But if we go to one of those ones where it's like the fans won tickets or whatever, we all go to that one. That's always a good experience, I think. So
I agree.
It's that is better than watching it at home.
Yeah.
But got those buttery hands.
Oh my God, Mason.
Right?
Oh my God. Mm. So what else we got here?
I've got a letter. This is from Shantanu. He says, "Hey guys, I'm Shantanu all the way from India. I'm a big fan of the show. Thank you.
What up?
As you might know, cricket is huge in India as well as Australia, I suppose," he says. "Have you heard about the documentary series that came out on Amazon Prime recently covering the journey of Australian cricket team through the ball tampering saga?"
I've heard of it. I've not watched it, but I think I will.
Yeah, there are billboards up actually for it right now. The test. That's a fascinating.
Do you want to explain ball tampering to people?
So also I'm not really interested in cricket
as a
sport, really. Although I do like going places and sitting down and having a drink. So that's pretty good. And having a meat pie. So that's something I enjoy. But
$12
I'm fascinated by what happened to the Australian cricket team and also how they're going to spin it for a documentary.
Yeah.
So as I understand it, the ball tampering saga is that like you can
scuff it up a bit.
You can scuff up the cricket ball when you're about to bowl the cricket ball. You can like scuff it up to change its performance.
Yeah.
As you bowl it.
Yes.
It was explained to me once as at the height of the scandal, but I've forgotten it. But but apparently it's illegal to do it in the game. It's against the rules. And they check the ball before it's sent out there. So there's no...
They hold it and make you cough.
Everybody's on the same page. But the Australian cricket team tampered with the ball on the field with like a million cameras around them.
Yeah.
And then they blamed it on the new guys. From what I understand it, like all the established guys...
Was that the one where they also had dirt in their pockets and they were rubbing dirt from
that's exactly it. Yeah,
you could see him pulling dirt out of his pocket.
Yeah, 100%.
He brought dirt onto the field.
That's the whole thing is like I am fascinated to... Because, as I understand it, the veteran players were like, hey, new guy, can you tamper with the ball, please, kind of thing. And they were like... And he's like, oh, okay, I guess this is what you do. And then they all got in a bunch of trouble and lost the
who would have thought?
Yeah, I know, right?
Infrared cameras and shit. Yeah. Like, what? You can't say anything on the field because it all gets recorded because of all mics.
But I'm absolutely fascinated to watch this, as long as it's short and not long.
I hope it's 10 episodes.
Is it a docudrama?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Because if it's a docudrama, I would be fascinated to see if they've spun it. So they're still Australia's heroes. They aren't a bunch of people who cheated.
I just like seeing the boys getting out there, getting a win for the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Our boys.
You know what I love? When somebody throws a ball and somebody has a bat on the other end and they hit it. But they do that more times than the other team. That really matters to me.
What I'm
saying is all things are dumb, including sport.
Sure.
I'm not saying movies aren't dumb, Mason. Everything's dumb.
Everything
everybody
dumb.
Likes is dumb and made up.
It's a docu-series following the Australian men's cricket team offering a behind-the-scenes look at how one of the world's best cricket teams fell from grace and was forced to reclaim... reclaim their title and integrity. Episode 1, A New Beginning. And it's day one for new coach Justin Langer. Time to reinvigorate and rebuild the Australian national, I assume, cricket team. It's cut off.
Anthem. He's rewriting it.
Cricket team.
Come on, boys. What are your suggestions?
Trust in the plan. There's a renewed focus on character over cover drives as Justin Langer and the team head to the UAE to face the Mercurial Pakistan.
Oh, my God.
Sporting commentators love to call people Mercurial. Mm. That guy said Mercurial. Episode 3, A Test of Character. Australia is put to the test by cricket powerhouse India and India's fiercely competitive captain, Virat Kohli. None of this is...
When do they tamper with the balls?
When's the tampering bit?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to mention the tampering at all.
Then I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. Maybe they've completely got rid of it.
Having served their 12-month bans for ball tampering, Steve Smith and David Warner rejoin the Australian squad ahead of a team galvanising trip to Gallipoli.
Just the boys making it
just
happen.
Just the boys saluting at Gallipoli. You know what I mean? I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, awful.
Yes.
I'm not interested unless there's like the real mechanics in the. I don't want it to be about, oh my God, it's our boys and they're learning how to. Just be champions.
They're coming back
again.
Together they're
all,
and be
they're
Australian
all champions.
Again.
They lost their way, but now they're champions again. I want to hear about the cheating and why the cheating happened and why they thought it was a clever idea. I want a two-camera interview with some dudes like,
what were you thinking?
We just thought maybe the cameras wouldn't see it. I mean, the cameras see literally everything. There's the thermal imaging, as previously mentioned, but we just thought if we got the guy to get dirt in his pocket, take the dirt out of his pocket, put the dirt on the ball, that nobody noticed that he'd put the dirt on the ball. Like nobody there or the thousands of people in the stands would have noticed with binoculars and cameras. The umpires a job there to make sure there's no cheating. We just thought they wouldn't notice. We get paid a lot of money. We probably get paid $500,000 for this. But we thought we didn't, because we couldn't hit the ball. We thought just people wouldn't notice.
Well, some of us are. There's different skills, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Some throw the ball, some catch the ball.
Catch the ball, ball catching guys. We just didn't think anybody would catch the ball being tampered with. Apparently. We're role models.
Apparently?
Apparently we're role models, anyway. Anyway, I'm really excited for whatever that is.
Okay. Sean Horrigan says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Topic suggestion, best worst non-zombie pandemic movies. So we talked about this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch 10 pandemic movies next week.
Absolutely
come back
not.
And
no.
Talk about it.
Where everything's always the worst.
When it's in the clear, I could come back to this. Uh-huh. But I don't want to watch Contagion again and whatever.
But it's Children of Men, I feel. Which is...
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's that movie's great. I haven't watched it in a while, but I mean, that movie kind of feels like now in the sense that the world is ending. The world's not ending. Just FYI for everybody. Just everybody calm down.
Yeah.
Everyone relax. Imagine someone Toe Pop style.
As you said that, somebody picked up a chair to throw through a shop window and then wait. No.
Oh, but what a soundtrack, the Weekly Planet podcast. But, you know, it's a world in which there's a bit of strife. Yeah. Everyone's in a bit of strife, but everybody still has to go to work and go to cafes and live their life as if there isn't trouble. But again, this isn't... What is happening now isn't that bad. It's if we all just wash your hands and keep away from old people, you should be fine.
Exactly. Which is my bloody day today, am I right? Avoiding the bloody in-laws, am I right, Mason?
That's right.
Thank you.
So it's everybody loves Raymond over in your house.
Oh, you know it is, right?
They're always sticking their hands through your mail slot.
I don't have a mail slot.
No.
My dad cut one into my...
with an axe?
Yeah,
Shining style.
Just cut the bottom half of the door off with an axe. What else you got?
This is from Zach Dillard.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse Flash is the subject line here. For the past year-ish, I've been listening to the podcast in reverse order, starting with episode 285 and ending, as of today, with episode 1. It was a pleasure witnessing the decreasing sound quality, progression from disappointment to optimism regarding BVS, and the sudden burst of reoccurring Shia LaBeouf news. Of the many memorable and hilarious moments, the one that stuck with me most is James' rant about local government.
That was...
Love the podcast, group. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you for listening,
Zach.
7 years
ago,
Due to my listening method, roughly 1.3 episodes a day in reverse, I was wondering if I could be the official reverse Flash of the podcast. Absolutely
you can. Just want to point out, the point of the reverse Flash isn't that he runs backwards. It's that his suit is yellow. And that's exclusively the only difference.
Well, we don't know what he's wearing.
That's a good point.
Maybe he's wearing some yellow Jimmy Jams.
Yeah.
So you're very welcome. Shia LaBeouf's he's back, baby.
Yeah.
In some ways. He was on Hot Ones quite recently.
He was.
He's got a movie out called Honey Boy, which is apparently very good.
Which is about him and his dad. Yeah. No, I do want to watch that.
And another thing, is there a second Shia LaBeouf movie out? Doesn't matter.
Actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
I like that. This is from... Kyle says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a fantastic 90s comic book movie. I might even say the best one. Do you remember last week we mentioned, like, is there a good one in the 90s?
Yeah.
We've got some people like The Crow and whatever.
Sure,
and I'm
okay,
Blade, I guess. I agree. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is probably the best one, in my opinion.
It is certainly very accurate to the comic book.
Yeah. And that's all that matters.
Yes.
Name another thing that matters.
Nothing.
You can't.
I can't.
The world's ending.
Let's
grab that chair. Throw it through a window. It'll be yours. It could be someone else's.
Is that our new sign off?
Yeah.
Grab that chair. Throw it through a window. Okay. Until the pandemic is over, remember, guys.
You got anything else, or is that it?
This is from Guy Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering if you've checked out the show Hunters on Amazon Prime. That's another thing we've got.
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
It's all right.
Okay, then. Yeah, I've heard that it's all right.
Yeah.
He says, just watching it through currently, and it is bloody insane. James, would you say it's bloody insane?
I've talked about it more on Suggestible, my other less successful podcast. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's not historically accurate enough to be interesting in that aspect.
Okay.
But it's also not Inglorious Bastards crazy enough to be off the wall.
Yeah, right.
And it's somewhere in the middle and it's not quite, doesn't quite come together
okay,
for me.
Okay, right. Also, apparently I read somewhere that the timeline doesn't quite work out.
No, none of it does, yeah.
Okay, right.
And a lot of the events
like
didn't happen.
Like Pacino should be, like it should be set in the 90s, I think, if the ages are to be exactly who are.
Ooh, Matrix. He's getting ready to see the Matrix is lighting up.
Yeah, right. Ooh, have you seen the Matrix? That's him after he's seen the Matrix. He's wearing a long leather trench coat, little glasses. Maybe it's a Matrix within a Matrix, he says. Look, I can't. I've done my one impression for the week.
You've already.
I can't
you
do Pacino.
Did an extended Michael Caine.
Doesn't work. I can only do one a week.
Yeah.
And I'll never be able to do Michael Caine again.
That's right.
If indeed I could have ever done it before.
You got a Michael Caine tank. It's like an os.
That's right. Exactly.
You've used it all.
You flip up the cover. You push the red button. Then you can be Michael Caine for a moment. That's how he does it.
That's a
big tank though.
Big tank and os.
Very big tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the show.
I think it
is. Take us home.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, even in these trying times. We're all going to get through it together.
Yeah, I think
so. We've got much content to get through.
Keep your bloody eye out for your neighbours and your loved ones and check in on people, you know, make sure they're all right.
Exactly. But after you've done that, obviously, after you've taken care of the well-being of your friends and loved ones and neighbours, if you could also tell a friend about them, about the podcast, that would be great. And once you've tucked your elderly neighbour into bed and given them a warm bowl of soup, say, hey, while you're down there in bed, why don't you listen to the Weekly Planet podcast? Why don't you, you subscribe and leave us a nice review, James? Do you have a nice review there?
I do have a nice review. I've got a couple here, which I really appreciate. It's from Zach McClay, says 5 stars. Says, thank you. Just a simple thank you for the podcast. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Another one from Moneymaker Mike 11 says, great podcast from two British guys.
That's
this
us.
This is the best podcast I've ever heard coming out of the UK. They talk comics and movies and sometimes video games, but in their weird British accents. One of these days I'd love to visit the hometown of Melbourne right outside of London. 5 stars. You can do that in-app. Really helps the show.
And also, I'm not – just to be our accents aren't weird British accents. They're regular British accents, but I'm eating a chip butty.
That's right.
While I say things.
And I'm – my mouth is a gape. Yes. I'm watching you eat it, and that's why I sound the way I do.
Nice.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Jaffa cakes.
Jaffa cakes. Mm-hmm. You're going to do this again, are you?
Yes. Okay. I'm just going to repeat all the ones that I said last time because I can't remember any more.
Marmite. Chocolate orange.
Those chocolate peppermint bars. Mm. Fries. Fries chocolate peppermint bars. Yes. Yum, yum, yum.
Chips and vinegar. Yes. What else?
Monster Munch. I said it last time as well, but I'm saying it again. I said it again.
That's what it's all about.
Anyway, if you'd like to get in contact with us, let us know how your prep is going. You can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. Yes. Avengers Endgame is up there if you like. Just give it a listen, give it a spin.
That's right.
Let us know that you have with the hashtag, whatever it was that we said.
I thought we should maybe do Rise of Skywalker sometime in the near future. Because
it's available new?
It's available.
On digital?
Yes, on digital. And also I don't want to wait for like the next Star Wars movie. Let's just get it done.
Just get it done. All right, cool. All right, we'll do a commentary on that. Let's see. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you'd like to chuck in a buck, if we do that commentary, you'll get it early.
That's right.
You can also have your say on what we talk about some episodes.
Well, what I was also going to point out is a lot of our Caravan of Garbages have been postponed or delayed.
That's
or
right.
Cancelled.
Now, specific, we have done them.
Yes.
But a lot of them are like for Mulan. We watched the original Mulan, but
it's
now
nobody's
going to watch that. Because new Mulan isn't out. Right. So
what we're doing now is, I haven't put it up yet, but it will by the time this is, I'm putting up a free-for-all.
Yeah, right.
Which is, it's going to be the ones with the highest amount of likes, because you can like people's comments, we'll go into a poll, and we'll do commentary. Like, there's some things, like, I don't want to do any more Dark Universe shit, because we just did a bunch of it.
Right.
And I don't want to do Star Wars prequels, because I'm saving them for when Obi-Wan comes out.
All right.
But it's pretty much just pick a thing and we'll
do
it.
Okay, sure, we'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want, I was going to like write a list of things that people suggest, but I'm just going to leave it.
You want to watch Castaway?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that. Tom Hanks and his wife have coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right.
They're fine though. They're doing great, it seems.
He did. I knew he did it. I knew it was him the whole time.
That caused the
he
coronavirus.
He did it, Mason.
Oh my God.
It's his Hollywood jet setting and his blood orgies.
That would do it, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
No, we got to
plug. Oh, sorry. What else are you doing? Sorry. God, Mason, just let me get out of here.
Yeah, look.
I've got places to be inside my house.
That's true. We all have places to be inside your house. Let's see. If you want, you can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to buy some stuff on Amazon, you could buy a big box set of horrible Contagion movies that make you sad and scared.
That's right.
They got Clive Owen's face on him.
Mm.
He's all, hello.
He doesn't like
it. He's eating a chip butty.
Yeah, doesn't like it though. He doesn't like it.
Let's see. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can see all the podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network. You can listen to them all, support the shows that got their shows cancelled at the Comedy Festival. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group, where we've got all kinds of very civil, very nice discussions and funny stuff about pop culture and podcasts and all kinds of things. Talk about, give us some recommendations of stuff that you can watch and listen to while you're maybe on self-isolating.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you got?
What do you got? You can also buy some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for the Weekly Planet. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical
themes.
I feel like I'm missing something, but that's okay.
It's okay, because we'll be back next week, hopefully.
What do you mean, hopefully?
Just saying, mate. You never know.
Oh, my God.
You never know. No, we'll be back, of course.
So what's a thing? I'm missing out on a thing. No, I got it all.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
This is definitely a sign that I'm fine and not sick.
Agreed.
So don't even worry about it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. See you later.
Grab that chair, you guys, and throw it through a window.
See you next week?
It's
a question at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
See you next week?
No, definitely see you next week.
We'll see.
But also grab that chair, you guys. So it's a tradition. I'll see you next week. Exclamation point, not question mark.
Okay, fine. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.